Dressed in loafs and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but have caution, we collide with other fruits. Famous because we program worldwide. Let them recognize from Long Beach to Rosecrans. Bumping and grinding like a slow jam. It's Westside, so you know the road will bow down the no man. Say what you say, but give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. Give me love.
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have been here with our special guest, my brother Greg PK.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
All right.
What's up? Is my volume
it's
up
good.
Or what?
We can, yes. You are coming in clear, as they said on the Willy Wonka.
Check,
am I
baby,
coming in
check,
clear?
Check, baby, one, two.
You are good. You are good. So, we've been jamming with some Tupac.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I love Tupac.
Don't we all? Like, Tupac has been a huge inspiration in terms of my journey, this spiritual journey.
To a generation.
I know. I know. I just wanted to add, you know, me included. So I'm glad I actually didn't. It was good because I didn't intend on having a huge Tupac playlist, but then now it's just like, why don't I just have a huge, huge playlist and everything? I was like, oh, because I'm too lazy to get radio edits. And I'm like, actually, it's not that hard. So you learn something new every day when you're not lazy. Anyways, so getting back to Greg PK on. I wanted to talk more about your music because we've been playing, and I want to play the next song we're going to play after that's coming up, so stay tuned. Our Kingdom.
Oh, you got that song?
Yes.
Who gave you that song?
It's on YouTube, so yeah, it's public.
I can't believe it's public.
I can't believe it's not butter.
How are you going to put stuff on YouTube and then say, who gave you that song?
It's public.
I'm very simple. I'm a simple man.
So, yeah, I wanted to know.
So, Our Kingdom is pretty much, that's a song about, like I said, it's the story of all stories. So I have songs that actually talk about everyday life that, like, say, the last song was about people who've lived and died. This story is about the actual story of the soul going into different lifetimes and experiencing different lives. How do you put that into a song? You know, so I tried my best with Our Kingdom. And Our Kingdom is just talking about a place filled with love, dignity, respect, the warrior that you have to be when you're in life and when you're traveling as a soul, coming up against different elements, different energies. So I know we're talking, covering a lot, but you know, that's what the song does. It covers a lot. So it starts off with, you know, medieval slash modern times. So when I say that, I actually say the opening, one of the opening lines is, "Get the horse ready, my fair lady. Tell the knights that I'll meet them at the round table, in the forest by the pines and the maple, or in the streets where the crowd's right in front of me. This is the right life, thanks to your majesty." So we're just talking about get the horse being a car, or literally get the horse. You know, get the car ready, get the horse ready. So it's split dimensions. So we're going in deep with Our Kingdom.
Beautifully put, actually. And so Our Kingdom may be one of, I mean, I have a lot of favorites that I have from
you. Is this your favorite?
But I guess it is, because it touches such a place, especially, it just reminds me of Camelot. It reminds me of being back there. My past life, or I know there's a past life there, and it just takes me back to Camelot.
So you got to do a reading for me today.
Yes.
We'll do a live reading.
Yes.
How's that sound?
We will. But also too, before we get into all that and before we play, you know, more of the music, I did want to ask, I really feel like it's important that you talk more about the music that you make, because we, coming from the same family, we do similar things, but it's very unique in how we make music. But it's coming from a place of informational source that touches upon the metaphysics, the spiritual realm, the psychic world, all this stuff. So, you know, when I hear your music, obviously it's familiar because you're my brother. But so what I want to know, you know, what is it like when you write? Is it something that, are you just like, well, does it just come to you? Is it like, is it a spiritual experience? Are you connecting with anything supernatural?
It's all that. Yeah. All that and above.
Yes.
Our Kingdom, it's funny you should say that. Our Kingdom felt like someone was giving me the information. That particular song, when I heard that beat, by the way, that beat is, I took Fruity Loops and I took a Bach violin,
yes,
and spliced it and chopped it up.
Okay.
And that's the background for,
nice,
Our Kingdom. That's the violin you're going to hear in this song. And once I heard those melodies and chords, which have their own signature and vibrations, it tapped me into my own inner source, spirit,
you
whatever you want to call it. And I just started writing. And I think Our Kingdom was actually an easy song to write. And that's what made Our Kingdom such a fun song, too. I was amazed. It just flowed.
It's very light.
It's very light, you know?
Very. So also, you make your own beats, don't you?
I make all my beats. Once in a while, I'll use a beat. I think I used one or two songs where I just, you know, used a beat that was on YouTube. But all my copywritten songs are the beats I actually use. So I have, you know, groups, different. I have a Bjork spliced beat. All right, she's gonna want the royalties on that. So I gotta be very careful.
Say it though.
You know,
she would have never known.
She would have never known. But you know, we could also change that up if I need to. But
she's coming after you.
She'll have a hell of a time. You know, by the way, she inspires me a lot.
Yes.
In music. So you got a lot of big names. Music from the 60s, music from the 80s. You can't forget those guys. So music that doesn't sound like rap, that inspires me.
I love it. That, you said music that doesn't sound like rap inspires
me. I got heavy metal splices in my beats. Brick Building comes from some Bjork samps. So,
Do you think it's strange that we all know how to make beats in our family?
Not really. I think it's just part of our DNA.
Yeah.
If you open up our DNA, you'll see beats. It'll just say beats.
Beats. That's our DNA.
With a triangle and a square.
Beats.
Beats. Oh, what is this?
Beats.
By Gregory? Beats. By Sir? That's a beat DNA.
Beats. Wow. So yeah, it just keeps going and going. Our other sibling, we say we're all just one unit and just got spliced.
Voltron.
We're just basically Voltrons and we're just different versions of the one energy.
Pancakes, basically. My man Pancakes is watching. Pancakes. Shout out to Pancakes.
I better have my pancakes in the morning. Oh my God.
Shout out to my man Pancakes.
Pancakes. That's so random.
Well, he's watching. So,
Is his name really Pancakes?
We're on the live feed.
Is his name really Pancakes?
That's his nickname that I gave him. He was always out to breakfast.
Oh my God.
In a good way. You know?
Okay. One last thing. What advice would you give to artists who basically are very involved in the spiritual realm and trying to balance that spirituality with their music?
Know that it's not going to be easy. Know that you're taking the hard path at this day and time. Not that it's ever going to be easy, but you don't want it to be easy. You want to embrace the struggle. You know, that's what's going to build your character. That's how you're going to know where you're going to go. That's how you know what your compass is.
Nice.
You need direction. So
I asked you that question because I actually meet a lot of people who make music and who are trying to develop spiritually and trying to basically balance those two. And, you know, clients and with readings and stuff. And so a lot of times I do mention you because a lot of them are men, the ones who do the readings and they're in spirit and trying to balance the spiritual realm. And I'm like, yeah. And I mention you and what you do. And I was like, wow, that sounds, you know, very similar. And you've mastered that, it seems. So that's why I wanted to know your take on that advice, because I'm sure there's somebody in the ethers listening to this and wondering the curiosity about how you do what you do.
Yeah, you should just listen to your heart and go in the direction. Always follow your heart and go in the direction that you need to go in. Nature has a funny way of growing things beautifully the way they're supposed to grow. I mean, when a flower or plant grows in the forest or in the soil, it's not by accident how it comes out. It was meant to come out that way. So as long as you stay on your path and you float, like Tupac said, the rose that grew from the concrete, in the words of Tupac, you want to be like the rose that's growing out of the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't worry about the concrete and that you're growing out of it, because it's all part of the plan.
Yes.
You know,
I love it.
So shout out to all my people in the brick buildings, all the kids growing up trying to pursue their dreams and not sure that if what they're doing is right and scared. Don't worry, be who you are, you know, and do it to the best of your ability. So
perfectly said. Thank you so much. So now we're going to hear Our Kingdom by PK. You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I see you, Georgia. This is Our Kingdom. Love you more than a million stars, so stay close to me. Hold me tight like hands on the rosary. It's a journey through this never-ending galaxy. Get the horse ready, my fair lady. Tell the knights that I'll meet them at the round table. In the forest by the pines and the maples. In the streets where the crowd's right in front of me. This is the right life, thanks to your majesty. I'm so thankful for the universe inviting me. And all the souls that I meet at the crossroads. We're never poor, cause we carry that heart of gold. Behind the castle walls, children listen to the story. They become the royal art to the royal family. A new king sitting on an old throne. Up in the heavens where our loved ones call home. I pledge allegiance to my Father and the Holy Spirit. As a son, I rise in the kingdom of light. I take my queen's hands and I provide her with my whole life. My brothers in arms, I'll die for you any night. To all my sisters, I'll see you in the next life. Life, this is our kingdom. Never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live
and the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom, never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live in the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom. This is our kingdom, never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live in the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom. We never separate, transition to the highest realms. When my sword and my shield is a part of me, and the energy flows like alchemy. You belong to me, and I belong to you. I remember now, cause I'm a part of you. This is our destiny, ascending with the gods now. This is the reason that we meet in the same space. We've been doing this forever under the moon's grace. In a different planet, with a different face. It's a new life, we celebrate faith. Let the candlelights burn into outer space. May we return through the dark just to find a place. And do it all once again with the right power. You will find me sitting in the watchtower amongst the flowers. We watch the flags fly high when we start to move. In my saddle with my armor as I draw the truth. And it's my honor just to see us through and through. Illuminate with care through the vastness. On my back as I approach with two axes. In a manuscript written by the spirits. They gather all around us just so we can feel it. PK insignia engraved on my shield. Back to back, me and you on these open fields. This is our kingdom, never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live in the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom, never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live in the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom. This is our kingdom, never ending story. Watch us all transcend on our way to glory. Where kings live in the queen's love. Helps them all find a way to that home above. Cause this is our kingdom. This is our kingdom. This is our kingdom.
Why do birds sing?
Welcome back to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO.
Yo.
Bedford. So we got our other PSA coming up here right for you. Alternative Scouting PSA. The Baden Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about the co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. There you go. We're back.
I like that Frankie Lyman. That was on point.
Yes, we had to play some Frankie. So it was, we need to go into our paranormal experience with Frankie Lyman. So I talk to dead entertainers, dead musicians, and I've talked to Frankie Lyman a lot. I've talked to his spirit's been around me a lot, and his spirit had blessed my experience here on WMFO when I was first starting out, and we're gonna go into it. So basically, we had an experience actually where I communicated with Frankie on my own, and I had an experience connecting with the spirit, and then all of a sudden I get this text from Greg. A video about Frankie Lyman, and the video that was capturing him where everybody like basically didn't know that he was black, and the crowd was like, what the heck is this? And so it was like, what, it was a very interesting video actually. I advise you check it out.
What's the name of that song?
It's he did Itty Bitty Pretty One.
Itty bitty,
itty bitty
pretty one.
Yeah. It's like an energy of it's amazing because that's an energy of like, you know, when you like something, you can feel a vibe, you like it, but then it looks off in the physical aspect of it looks off, so you don't know how to feel about something.
But he didn't skip a beat. He was centered. In that video, he's totally centered.
Exactly. But it's like, it's a manifestation as there's a lot of things I see like that, whether it's race, skin color, or any dynamic
on the job side,
anything.
Relationships.
Where you're expecting something to feel a certain way and look a certain way and match it, but it just doesn't. It's something that's very unique and something you've never seen before and something you're not expecting.
Right.
And it's good to always be open to that and understand the reality of really what's going on. So that was, I like that. That's why I played some, and Greg was like telling me that I should play some Frankie Lyman, and lo and behold, I did before he even asked.
You read my mind.
I read his mind. That's what we do here.
I was really sincerely hoping she would play Frankie Lyman. We didn't even have a conversation. She just played it now.
Yep.
So.
That's what happens when you're on a psychic show. So I was talking more so earlier about, you know, he was talking about how I gave him a medium reading. And
so you actually do past life regressions.
Yes.
That's the interesting part. This girl does past life regressions. And she actually did a reading on me, and she said that, ready for this?
You guys have to brace yourselves.
You gotta brace yourself.
Because this is gonna be deep.
I hope you don't think differently of me. No judging. Of course, everyone's judging. But you want to say what the reading was?
Okay, so I did a past life regression, and basically I see vivid images, and that's how I see them. I saw a German airplane from World War II, and I saw what it looked like, all the symbols on it, everything, and there was actually blood all over the plane. And
I actually had a dream about this that I never had a conversation with her about. And I had it in my head when she asked me. I said, what do you see? And I said, let me see if she guessed anything that could possibly be in my head. I said, I actually said to myself, she's probably going to say something that I'm not even thinking. And she said, airplanes? And I said, what color? Right when she said that, because I knew what I was thinking. And before, she didn't answer what color. She just said, World War... Were you ever around airplanes, World War II, fighter planes? And to this day, I hate to admit, one of my phobias is airplanes. So, you know, what Mariah has is a gift. You know, we all have these different gifts and we should embrace it in different ways. I'm an empath. She's the Boston medium and we use it in different ways. And that actually gave me some perspective on my life right now.
So it was just, yeah. So that reading actually of the past life regression was the catalyst for me to actually start giving it as a service, and now I do. So along with mediumship, tarot cards, and intuitive readings, I give past life regression. That was the catalyst actually, because I've given them before, but when it was just so potent, it was so exact, I was just taken back by it, because it was like, how did I see what he dreamt about? I was like, this has to be, it's like it couldn't be any other explanation.
So imagine the possibilities if we all use that intuitiveness, third eye, and we all use that awareness. Imagine what kind of world this would be, you know?
Yeah.
If we can all tap into that inner being, that soul, and just help each other out, you know? Imagine the journey that we've all been on and where we're going. We're still journeying. We're just souls. We're here for a minute and then we're gone, you know?
Absolutely. That's what I say all the time to myself. I think about that notion of what if everybody uses. But unfortunately, that's the thing. All we can do is provide a service. Keep talking about this. And, excuse me. Let those who are open to it come to us and participate in it. And that's really all we can really do. And to really stay away from the negativity that is actually an illusion that is constantly we're inundated with. And, you know, a lot of people have this nightmare effect of what the world is. They see this world as this horrible place, and that's what their reality is because of what they're inundated with, because of the media, because of the news, because of what we're constantly thrown. They're not seeing the good news. They're not seeing the rejoicing. They're not seeing the beauty. And that's why I do what I do, because this is a portal of the good news. It's a portal of getting to see the beauty. It's telling you, hey, you have an option. And right now you can tune into something that's going to make you feel good. And that's just what I want to do. I want to continuously provide communication, media that makes you feel good, that makes you connect with your higher self. That's something that is real and connecting.
Shout out to Ned. See you watching, brother.
So with that notion of understanding, you know, what would the world would be different if everybody used it. Of course the world would be different, but all we can do is be here and carry the message.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
I do believe, though, this is something that's becoming a lot more popular.
Oh, we're waking up.
Yeah.
We're waking up, slowly but surely. You know, it's like, if you look at the whole history of human beings, we're just infants, you know, in our evolution. So people think that we're the only things in creation, you know, that there's not other beings out there. But I believe that we probably are the new kids on the block. And, you know, there's things that have been around that are ancient. So, you know, I try to humble myself and try to just be open to things, you know, and soak it all in.
I was gonna say something that bounced off of something exactly, but whatever. We're just gonna flow here.
Come
just
on, let it flow. Rock, paper, scissors.
We're just gonna rock, paper, scissors, shoot it here. That's what we do.
Rock, paper, shoot. Rock, paper, shoot.
I know, I just completely lost my train of thought, and then it was like,
remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You used to play those games?
Yes.
What about that portal?
Paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh! Okay, I'm supposed to go.
Your turn.
My turn. So, in any case, you know, spirit. I just got this message about spirit again.
Yes.
Coming in about spirit. And
nice.
So, yeah, so I don't know. It was the message about kind of Tammy and Karina that was coming in, that we both lost two siblings.
Yes. So these are two siblings that passed away of ours. They were sisters of ours that passed away in 87. So when she's referring to Karina and Tammy.
Oh, okay. And immediately when I felt it, I felt
she's
their energy.
She's getting a reading.
No, I felt their energy and I felt their presence. And oh my God, it was just so, so light, so loving. It's so happy. I can't. It's just like, I just lit up. Oh my God, they're right here. Oh my God, they're loving this. And now it makes sense. It's like, I don't know, it's like I already knew this subconsciously, but as I'm seeing them and feeling them, it's almost like they're like, you get it now. You're like, you get why, he's like, they're like, you get the contract now. You get why this happened now. And they're like, it's just, it's light. And that's another thing too. When we get to talk about the spirit world, the lightness, it's not sadness, it's not scary, it's not something we need to be afraid of, it's something to be rejoiced about and feel good about and understand that we're eternal beings.
Eternal beings.
All the people that we met in our lives who've crossed over, every single person, and we'll have our time. They came in our life for a reason. We made an agreement. They're still here. When we cross over, they're still going to be here. We're just planet Earth. It's just like we're playing.
And some people say when people pass on, they say, oh, I lost that person. They're not here anymore. And I tend to think that they're everywhere now. They're not limited. So if you want to continue that relationship, it's on you to still talk to that person, to still journey and ask them questions. And, you know, you tend to feel them. I think you tend to feel them in thought.
Yeah.
You know, in form, in emotions, in feelings, because that's the quickest way to get to you. So, you know, for example,
I just feel really light. So like, I just got really, really light. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, they definitely wanted to make themselves present.
And now you remind me of a story, you know, which is personal to me. We just lost our grandmother not too long ago. Inez Mickens, rest in peace, in eternal peace. We will see you again.
We will.
And I was sitting in the kitchen with my mother, and at that moment, I felt my grandmother enter into the room, into the kitchen. I couldn't explain it. I just knew all of a sudden my thoughts went from one thing to completely her. I don't know how else to explain it. In that very moment, my mother broke down. She said she misses her mother. And I said to her, don't you get it? She's here. Mm. That's why you're feeling what you're feeling. That's why I'm thinking about her and feeling what I'm feeling at the exact time.
Yep.
She's here.
Yes.
So the story of all stories, the journey never ends, you know?
Wow.
I know a lot of people might be saying, you know, what are they talking about? What is this? You know, where is this world? And, you know, but believe me, some of the things that are real, you can't see. Love, experiences, how you feel about them. The things that you can see is just an illusion. Cars, even our bodies one day will get old and shed. Our houses, you know, those will be gone. But the things that you keep forever are the eternal, are the experiences, the love that you have, the moments that you share, how you felt. You know, those things are forever. So, you know, thank you to my wife for giving me the ultimate experience in this world. You know, thank you to my daughter, Cibella, Celise, everybody. So aww. I just want to say thank you.
Gratitude all the way.
So all the way.
Before we wrap up, so we have about like 15, 20 minutes left.
Man, time flies really when you're having fun.
It does. So we're going to spend this time to do a live medium reading for Greg.
Paranormal Playground.
Woo! Okay, so let's do this.
Live reading. Here we go. Let me stretch.
Let's stretch it out.
All right, stretch it out. We're getting ready for a reading. Can you grab my leg? Is that a wing? Is that an arm?
Oh, my God. Feeling it. No, it feels good. Feels like can of soda. The freshness. Okay. Okay, Infinite Spirit, anyone who wants to come in for Greg, please come forward. What? Wow. Okay, I'm seeing a woman who steps forward for you. Wow, I'm seeing, I feel like she was Caucasian. I am seeing lighter skin. So as she got towards the end, I'm seeing kind of, she lost weight. Something was going on where she did lose weight towards the end. It's possible sickness of cancer, because that's usually the symptom of, they show when someone passes over and they lose weight dramatically. So it's possible, wait, let me just describe first. And wavy hair, like for some reason her hair was like, I'm seeing in between wavy or curly, but I don't know if it was like super, super curly, but I am seeing something going on. It feels like 80s. For some reason, her energy is 80s. I'm seeing, okay, she's talking about memories when you were a kid. So you would have known, you definitely would have known her when you were young. Like, you've known her a whole, like, she's saying you've known her whole life, but she's bringing a memory of when you were younger, and she's talking, and I'm seeing one of those, what are those toys? It's like a Fisher-Price toy kind of thing. I can't even describe it, but it has wheels. I don't know if it's like a wagon or something, but I'm seeing a Fisher-Price toy, and I'm seeing books. Like, she's showing, like, kid books and picture books she had or something. There's something she's getting associating, and she's showing you in church. Like, I think it's a church outfit where it's like, you have a tie, and this is you as a little boy. You have a tie on, and so she's putting all these things together. She's showing church, so there's a connection possibly with you seeing her, you being associated with her and going to church, because she's showing, it's very vivid, it's very strong, that energy about church, she said, is extremely strong. Okay, she's smoking. I'm seeing she's constantly smoking. Smoking is constantly in her energy field. Constantly smoking every time. I feel like it's possible she had glasses at some point. If she had glasses when she's older, she's younger, but I do see something with like their vintagey looking glasses on. If there's a connection with school, does she take you to school, or if you ever spent time with her after school or anything going on? Because there is a lot of energy of you being younger, a lot of energy of you being little around her, and like school and church, and you know, it feels like Brighton Camelot Court energy, like all the adults helping everyone else out, helping other kids out. It feels like that energy. I don't know why she keeps showing me this, like, I'm seeing her, she's not usually formally dressed, but for some reason she wants me to show you that she's formally dressed right now. It almost looks like there's like a, what do you call those flowers? I forgot what they're called, but she has it one.
Crochet.
Like, yeah, crochet is one, and it's like a sport coat, and it's almost kind of like purplish, magenta. Her eyes are lighter, like greenish blue. Old, yeah, she looks really older as she crossed over. So I am feeling something that may add to, there's a sickness going on that took her out. That made her sick. So there's a sickness going on. But again, I keep seeing the smoking. So is this person familiar?
I'm thinking it's someone that could be from Camelot Court.
Okay.
It could be a friend of ours there. It could be their mother.
Okay.
which that actual crochet part, yeah. I have to ask that person if that was something the person was wearing. I do have someone in mind.
Is this familiar, everything that I'm saying?
It's starting to be more familiar. And I definitely think, if anything, it definitely has to do with Camelot Court.
Okay.
You know, from the old neighborhood.
What I'm saying, is this matching this person you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay, who's this person?
Well,
the evidence and all that stuff. If you know who this is, say it, so more of it can come out.
Well, it sounds like, if it's Camelot Court, I don't like to blow people's spot up, you know, trying to be private,
but
you know.
What it's for.
Right. So it sounds like it might be Linda.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
A woman named Linda.
Okay.
Could be something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
It's a message for me to give to.
It's a this is the, when we're opening up to spirit, spirit comes in, so
and
whatever.
And that's
they have
just
to
it
say,
is what it is.
It is what it is.
And this is, you know, this is what it is. So if it's the person I'm thinking of, then I got a message to tell someone else.
Okay.
Someone says hello.
Let's see who's let's see what she has to say for you.
There was key words in here. 80s and smoking.
Okay.
and my childhood, so.
Okay. Okay, interesting. So the first thing that she wants to tell you is it's not that you're not fearful of the spirit world.
No, not at all.
You have a lot of caution around how you bring it out and where you bring it or how you talk because you're on the earth plane.
Absolutely.
So what she's saying is, she wants you to know that she wants you to open up more in the realm. More in terms of like these kind of portals, these spots publicly. She's saying it's okay. You are very, very protected. She's saying it's very smart because you do have boundaries.
Yes.
And you're not here doing what I'm doing medium. And I'm just like throwing it out one at a time and I can like freely just like plop it open. You're not in that. But what she's saying is that it's okay. You have the same amount of protection.
Absolutely.
There's information that wants to come to you.
Is there more information?
Okay, hold on. I gotta give you the message. That's the thing, is what she's saying. You've got to, when you're opening more, as opposed to kind of like asserting a situation or making it this way or that way, she needs you to kind of, there are times where you can let go of basically trying to control something or trying to make it in, because this is the earth plane and some things need to be practical, but when you're dealing with the spirit world, sometimes you just need to let things flow, because she's seeing there are some there are some things that are trying to come to you, but she's showing you kind of sometimes being like, no, not right now, can't deal with it right now, no, that, do it on Monday, not right now. Like, so what she's saying is, when those things come to you, it's okay to just let yourself open up to it, because that's your growth. You're growing and that's part of your evolving. You are evolving to open up more to this. There's more to you that's evolving as a healer. So that's why you have to be more open in terms of that. She's saying you're doing a perfect job. She's like, you are on your path. Being here and doing this is an opening. You getting this information, this is an opening. You are listening. It's not like you're not listening. But basically, she just wants to put it in terms like, so with this message, and when she's trying to say like, for this, you were kind of hesitant to say that it was her. She's saying, well, look at where sometimes you may block certain things from coming in when it, you know, because that blocking may keep the full spectrum of what needs to be shown to you.
Is there like full confirmation when you get this information that it's this person or that person?
So this is the thing. You are the confirmation, but regardless, this person's giving a message. So regardless of who it is, it's about the message in the end. Okay, let's see what else is coming in. Okay, it's funny. She's showing you in a moon man, like an astronaut outfit. Okay, she's showing this astronaut outfit in you. And there's this strong energy of the cosmos. And the I'm seeing like astrology and all these things, all this knowledge about the stars that are coming in. You're connecting with your star seed is what she's saying right now. It's time, this connection with your star seed. You're in the sky, like playing with the stars is what she's showing. Now, have you ever like recently looked upon like astrology or kind of like, well, ooh, I should read more about this, or I should really get serious about, you know, the information that's going on that I'm reading about in astrology?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm always curious about astrology.
Okay, so she's talking about actually now really, really getting involved with when you plan things and have things going on and events or this. Incorporate that with the astrology, the moons. What day, what sign is this in? What's this in? It's going to help you more in terms of getting exactly what you need and reaching your goals better is what she's saying. That astrology information, like knowing, like, okay, do that on the full moon or do that on this moon. Oh, what's going on here? And knowing, okay, maybe that's not a good day to do this. Oh, maybe that's a good day to do this. And really planning according to the astrological energy. Is this making sense to you?
This makes sense.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm always telling people, you know, when Mercury's in retrograde, I always tell my clients, you know, watch out for miscommunication and anger and getting jumping to conclusions when dealing with people or business interactions when Mercury's in retrograde. So this makes sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
This makes sense. So Mariah's doing a reading right now.
Which? There is more energy coming in for you about healing and your role as a healer. They actually started showing. So it was interesting. It's like a chemist. She started showing around you being a chemist. And then they showed, so funny, showed like a rocket ship. But there's so much space energy around you. But they showed this energy of like chemist and really like herbs and formulas and things that are coming in for you, knowing more because you know about nutrition. She's saying there's going to be more things that are coming in that you're actually going to discover on your own about natural ways of healing. You're starting to step into more of the scientist kind of chemist energy. That's going to be huge for you basically this year. You're going to be working with herbs, I saw, like working with all natural foods, putting things together kind of because it's a constant. This is a constant subject that people are constantly trying to figure out ways of natural healing. You're going more into this energy and it's going to be more of your curriculum of what you teach and what you do. You're going to be figuring 100%. It out.
100%. Yeah. I really do connect with that. Like, we need to be very holistic in our approach. I have a strong opinion as a trainer. I really do feel, you know, we can heal our bodies. We can rejuvenate our own cells. And I actually have a story, a testament I want to tell everybody. I got into a little MMA training. And I don't know if this triggered it, but I got hit in the head and I had a little vertigo. And this would go on for about 2 years, on and off, just random onsets of vertigo. And I said to myself, I'm gonna heal myself, and I said I can do it. And one day I took medication that pretty much sedated me, and I didn't like the feeling. And I remember meditating as hard as I could and going into an unconscious state where I really believe I started healing myself. Like, I actually had a vision of actual knobs and equalizers and people working on me in like almost another realm. And to this very day, I have no symptoms. I went to the doctors. The doctor said, we have no idea where it comes from. You might be on medication. If it gets worse, you might have to have surgery, this and that. To this very day, it's been over a year, I've had no symptoms of this onset of vertigo. So I really do believe we can heal ourselves with natural herbs, vitamins. They're essential to our growth, and they're essentially, herbs and vitamins are our creatures. They're the elements. We're made up of hydrogen, helium, oxygen, what have you. So it is in your best interest to have a good relationship with these elements.
Okay.
You know, so just to cap on that, I do agree with that.
Okay, good. So before we sign off, so much fun.
This has been a blast.
It's been a blast. Let's bring in one last final message. Interesting. Why she's showing you in like a like you dressed up for church when you were younger. She's saying, have you been to church lately? And so she's not talking about like any kind of Christian, any kind of religious church. She's talking about your church, you, the church that's inside Greg. And so what she's talking about is, have you been to church lately? She's not talking about you necessarily going to church. She's talking about you expressing more of that church that's going on. So obviously it's what you do. In your training, but there's something she wants you to really start connecting with that, you know.
We
you call
all
yourself
need to connect.
Yes, but she's saying the priest, the preacher. She's saying there's that entity.
I just told somebody inside. At the gym the other day that I'm the AKA / priest.
Exactly. So that's what she's talking about, more portals for that, where it's not just where you can have your own time and a form of communication where you do that with people and have your own kind of, because she's showing more of that communication coming in. It's interesting because it's almost like counseling, but it is like, it is your own way and how you express the Greg church, you know. That's why she's talking about and showing you church when you were younger. She's talking about there's a whole Greg church that is going on and that's developing. And I also, she's also coming in about a spirit animal. She's I don't know what the
what?
She's, yeah, talking about a spirit animal,
like
I feel there's something that might be coming around you, either Cibella or Celeste. I know you don't like it, but like they may start getting interested in knowing, and it may be good for the energy, but I am seeing an animal coming around you guys.
I have to admit it, and you know, as a man, I'm kind of hesitant to admit this, but we lost a hamster, which I bawled over.
Yeah.
So, and this hamster, it didn't talk. It was nice. It taught me so much. You know, when you have kids, they say, I want a pet. It was Cibella, my youngest daughter's first pet. So, if anything, shout out to Max the hamster.
Aww.
We love you.
So, yeah, that may come in again. I'm just seeing that energy and what that did for you guys.
Oh, my God. It changed our lives.
Oh, okay. So that's why she's talking about an animal, the spirit animal coming
that,
in.
That was the first pet my daughter learned to love and let go. She actually, when we were at the hamster funeral, she said to me, Max, I love you. A tear fell from her eye, and I was heartbroken. She said in tears, Max, I love you. And I took her tear from her eye, and I placed it on Max's fur, and we said goodbye to Max.
How beautiful.
And Max taught us a lot. So it doesn't matter how big or small you are in this world, you can make a difference. Doesn't matter if you speak Spanish, English, French, Japanese, Filipino, if you're black or white, you can make a difference in this world to each and everybody. That's what Max taught me, the hamster.
And just one last thing, I just saw something. Do you cook at all?
I should cook more.
You're going to be cooking more. Again, this is going hand in hand where she's talking about nutrition and stuff. Yeah. She's seeing you. You're going to be cooking more this year. And you're going to have fun with it. And again, it has to do with enhancing your knowledge about nutrition that you're going to help people with. Wow. So this is going to be a very, there's going to be some transformation this year where you're going to grow and step out of your comfort zone and try different things. So just be mindful.
Shout out to Alan Williams.
Be mindful of it and be open to it, because when you're open to it, these things are just going to guide you to the next level. So get ready for it. So there you have it. This was Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Boston Medium signing off with Greg PK. Yes, find all...
Take us away.
PK, that's P-I-Q-U-E. You can find his songs on YouTube. Do you have your songs on anywhere?
They're on
SoundCloud?
YouTube.
Or anywhere?
Somewhere on SoundCloud.
Somewhere on SoundCloud. Greg PK.
My sister set it up for me.
Okay, Greg P-I-Q-U-E. Find that if you like the songs. So please join me next week. And again, call in if you want a free medium
If you're in the
reading.
Area...